Who else but Squeeze? Glenn Tilbrook, Chris Difford, here with me. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, no, the pleasure is mine, and thank you for giving up your Sunday. And tell us about Squeeze. Of course, it formed in 1973, when we were all about 12 years of age. and huge hits and all the rest, and all sorts of people have played and been honoured to play with you. And lots of people name you as a major influence in their careers, you know.
That's very nice of them.
Yeah, but you're both too modest to say anything. But the pair of you are about to tour us again.
We are. We're doing a tour called the At Odds Couple Tour.
Now, come on, you're selling yourself short again.
No, I know. And we're working on it this summer, but it actually goes on. We're doing a fully-fledged tour in October, November.
Mm. And you're doing... they say that fans can come and watch your rehearsal shows. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is that we're doing some dates in the summer. I don't know, when, is it July, August?
July. Summer?
Yeah, July.
That'll be the summer.
And
we hope.
And we're practicing being together again. We haven't played acoustically together for 18 years, just Chris and I. We've always had Squeeze the band.
But the last tour was 2012.
That's the Squeeze tour.
Oh,
that's,
of course.
That's just that's the five piece. So now the two piece, it's the first time it's been dusted down for 18 years. And it's really great to just have the two of us here together.
Yeah. Well, neither of you are looking very dusty, if I may say.
Well, you hadn't seen us for a while, obviously.
So, obviously, you're too modest to say so, but you were commemorated with a Heritage Award by PRS for Music and a plaque erected on a dance hall in Greenwich, where you first performed in 2010. That's an honour indeed, isn't
it? It's lovely.
It's such an honour that someone nicked it the following day.
I don't believe
it. I think it was Glenn.
Yeah, I've got Glenn at home.
Now, is it true you're on the subject of a BBC documentary?
Yes, we've been done by the BBC. Was that a couple of years ago now?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, yeah.
And it was very nice, you know. It's nice to have, you know, your peers come out and say how much they respect you or all that stuff, because we've been...
Well, they all do, like Mark Robson and Kasabian and Supergrass, Lily Allen, The Feeling and Razor Light. They all say you're... been a major influence on them.
It's really nice of them. But we're going to do our own documentary and we're going to get what people really say about us.
No, you don't really want that.
We'll start with you, Terry.
Well, I can only speak highly of you.
Oh, that's
now, I understand the first thing you're going to sing for us is something that Stee Softly, my distinguished classicist producer, tells me should be pronounced Persephone.
Yes.
This is from Glenn's album. I'm going to promote Glenn's album for him. Glenn's got a solo album out at the moment.
I have it here before me.
I know. It's a beautiful sleeve, and it's a fantastic album. And Glenn, I'd really love you to play Persephone for me, if you wouldn't mind.
Chris, this is just for you.
What a pair.
Persephone is not afraid of life's indecent haste, time to spare and time to embrace. Gentle, not right in your face. She travels light and easily. She lives a life outside of the mainstream, and she's got everything she needs. In her VW bus, Persephone. Persephone. She doesn't know how to be mean. She scatterguns incessantly. She wears her heart right on her sleeve. Tonight is gonna be a big one for Persephone. Persephone. Countercultural debris on a slope that is slippery. Persephone, she had lost her form. long-term memory. Logic's all Greek to me, giggles Persephone. She spent all night shaking and pale. She had no wind left in her sails. Though she tried, she could hardly speak.
Wonderful mellifluous, old-fashioned name. That's from Glenn Tilbrook's album, Happy Ending. That's the second track, and I'm sure if the rest are as good as that, people will be rushing out to buy it. It's a beautifully produced CD.
It's a lovely thing. I've got it available on vinyl, CD and download all in one package.
Good Lord.
So,
yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
I bet you have all the copies, have you, Chris?
I've got all of them in the car outside, yeah. So.
Uh-huh. You'll be selling them at a competitive price.
Yeah, possibly.
So, can I take you back to 1973, and for those who came in late, how you came together? What brought you together?
Chris put an advert in a sweet shop window in Blackheath.
Come on,
it's the truth. Guitarist wanted for band, and the influences were The Kinks, Glenn Miller, and the Velvet Underground. And I thought that sounded like a disparate bunch of influences, and I answered. It turns out I was the only person that answered, Chris.
So I was stuck with Glenn for the next 42 years, and here we are.
Yeah,
but it worked out sweet.
Yeah, you've broken up a couple of times.
We have indeed.
But you're the two constants of Squeeze, because you've had 22 different members in the course of the time. Do you realise that?
Yeah.
Are you hard to get on with, the pair?
It's been said before. Yeah. I wouldn't entirely dispute that. But,
it's a huge band.
In any band, there's, the relationships are hard to maintain at the best of times if you stay together for more than, I think, 3 weeks in the same room.
But you two have been pals all this time.
Yeah, indeed. But this tour that we're doing partway through this year is really the coming together of for us. For many, many years, we kind of didn't communicate with each other for one reason or another. And for the last couple of months, we've been sort of talking and getting the tour ready. And it's been great to get to know each other.
In fact,
I was thinking of coming for a sleepover at Glenn's house.
I'll provide the onesies.
Ooh. So you're working on a new album?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So is that going to be new material, or are you going to have a selection of your old favourites?
At the moment, we're writing. We're writing stuff, and as Chris says, we're spending a lot of time together just hanging out, and that's been the most marvellous thing ever, because we haven't really done it for, 40 years. So God knows when the album's going to come out, but at some point when it's ready.
Does the tour begin? When do you...
We are the At Odds Couple tour is at the end of October. It runs for, it's almost sold out actually, which is brilliant, but there are still a few tickets left.
Why wouldn't it be sold out? Where are you going to start and where are you going to go?
Well, in London we're playing at the
Union Chapel.
Oh, I know. We used to do shows from there. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Cambridge Court Exchange. That's all I know.
So yeah, if you look us up online, you'll see it.
I'll be the first to do so.
And I'm doing a gig next week in Regent's Park in aid of the Elton John AIDS Foundation, and the Stripes are playing that. I'm just giving this a quick plug, if that's all right.
Go ahead, my friend.
The Stripes and Gregory Porter, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Ed Harcourt, Dennis Greaves. It's going to be a fantastic, fun day out, so come along to that.
Sure it will be, and it's a very good cause.
Yeah.
And Gregory Porter we've just played. Fantastic.
And the Stripes, amazing. So.
Good. Now, you're going to, because nobody gets it for free here, you're going to sing for us again.
We are.
what are you going to enthrall us with?
Our first chart buster, Take Me, I'm Yours.
Hit me.
Desert to greet you with a smile. My camel looks so tired, it's hardly worth my while to tell you my travels across the Golden East. I see your preparations, invite me first to feast. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your distract me from my wine across Tibetan mountains. Memories of mine, I stood some ghostly moments with natives in the hills, recorded here on paper, my chills and thrills and spills. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your head. Some welcome you never seem to change. A grape to tend your leisure, romantic gesture strange. My eagle flies tomorrow, it's a game I treasure dear, to seek the helpless future, my love at last, I'm here. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your head.
Excuse me, I have to lie down now.
Let me join you.
Glenn Tilbrook, Chris Difford, Squeeze. You were terrific.
Thank you so much.
Every success on the tour. We look forward to the new album.